Warriors Sound here in Los Angeles at Staples Center. I'm Lawrence Scott, and we got an opportunity to talk with former Warriors player, son of Warriors legend Rick Barry, and current ESPN radio analyst John Barry about his memories of Oracle Arena. Sunday night against the Clippers will be the final regular season home game. When you reflect on your favorite memories of Oracle Arena, and this goes back to perhaps your youth and through your playing days, but what are some of the things that come back to you when you think about the building?
Well, I guess my first real thing that I remember is when the Warriors beat the Bulls in 75 to go to the finals. The Bulls were in the Western Conference at the time. And I distinctly remember Norm Van Leer going down, squatting position and almost crying that they lost the series. And Tom Bullwinkle and Nate Thurman had gone over to Chicago. And I remember all those guys because, I mean, I was 6 years old. And I remember Charles Dudley and Charles Johnson and Clifford and Butch Beard and Al and Joe Roberts, assistant coach. And Dick DiOliva actually grabbed me and carried me off the floor, as a lot of people mobbed the floor back then, right? Because they didn't care back then. But Dick DiOliva grabbed me and ran me in, and I remember CBS had a picture, or their camera was in the hallway, and Dick DiOliva had me, and we ran in, he dropped me, and I ran out celebrating like I really knew what I was celebrating. But that was like, that was my one thing in 1975 that I really remember.
This is great Bay Area sports history. If you think about it, it's almost like the time that J.T. Snow picked up Darren Baker, Dusty Baker's kid, at the plate and shuffled him off. The character of the building and the fan base and all of what it's meant. When you think of more recent times, how that's helped carry this team, what have you seen that to be?
Well, the fans have always been incredible. And then I wound up playing there in 1996, and we stunk. And it didn't matter. Fans were there, and they were always there. And that building was really special. I mean, again, another memory, I remember when the Warriors played the Jazz in the playoff series in 87, maybe. Obviously, the sleepy game against L.A., all these are coming back to me now. But being in sitting as a fan in that arena is as good as it gets in the NBA. It really is. It's an incredible fan base, and like I said, when we were bad, when I played there in 96, people were there. People were there all throughout the 90s when it was, you know, very bare, and the early 2000s. And to get another championship, I think these guys, these Warrior players now really believe that that's something they want to do, just to pay them back. And I know they all weren't here when all that was going on, but they know. And I think they know that a send-off with another championship would be awesome for the city of Oakland.
John, really cool. Thank you so much.
You got it.